listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? Got a little nice change up on y'all. The Three Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3 is live on the air right now. Eddie Greer III here in Manhattan, Kansas, here recording very early in the morning on this first day of May here. It's been a super busy week for me, so I'm just getting to this now in hopes of getting this up before today's race over there at Dover. Again, for those of you new to the podcast, welcome on board. This is the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, all about the latest in what's going on in between the three biggest divisions of NASCAR, Camping World Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and yes, the NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. Is going to be a different twist here today on this podcast, which is, I said last week somewhere that I said it was, 290, it was 289 of the podcast, but we are in the 90s now. We are there. So I believe, if my memory is right, which I should know better, this is episode 291 of the I just got done recording an NFL special, NFL draft special for my other podcast. So again, butchering that up again. This is the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, and a little bit of a twist for you guys on this edition, leading to the green flag here. This is episode 291 of, no, excuse me, this is 290. So, man, I've been getting caught in a jump rope here last couple weeks. So I said in the last episode of the 3Wide Podcast, 290 when it was 289. Today is 290 of the Purple Project Podcast. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, boy. Okay, all right. Settle down, E. Settle down. 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Man, I've probably been doing a lot of that since a lot of breaking news has been going on lately. So this is a racing podcast, and we will talk about the Xfinity Series for majority of it. I decided, hey, change it up a little bit here and not wait until next week to at least talk about Dover for the Xfinity Series. We'll get to that momentarily. And I got the starting lineup for this. Will come out a couple hours, either an hour or 2 hours out of the green flag at Dover. And I could imagine it's going to be hard to pass for the Cup Series race today. We saw a lot of easy passing there, especially them. How about Junior Motorsports? Super fast yesterday. They made everybody was fast, including Sam Mayer as well. Of course, I'll get to that here. I do want to touch up on Talladega real quick because I did not touch up on that, at least on the Xfinity Series side of things. And at least for the next episode of the podcast, of this racing podcast, all caps, racing podcast, we will focus on all cups. So changing things up a little bit, throwing y'all a curveball on this edition of 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Now rolling. Gregson staying on Junior Motorsports. Won 2 weeks ago at Talladega. It had to take three overtimes to do it. As well as he had to battle out Jeffrey Earnhardt, who had Larry Mack as crew chief of, guess what number? The number three, Jeffrey Earnhardt, almost would have put it down. He almost did. Yeah, but Noah Gregson had other ideas. And Gregson, what a start to the 2022 NASCAR Xfinity Series season for him. Continues there as well. Gregson, in that third overtime, took complete control there. And again, had to hold a hard charge of Jeffrey Earnhardt to do it. And speaking of him, that right there was his best finish of his entire, you might as well go his entire racing career, including the Xfinity Series best career finish right there as well here. 2 weeks ago, there were 25 lead changes among 14 drivers, 10 cautions, and 39 yellow flag laps there. And the average speed was 123.02 miles per hour at that rate there. Yeah, I was down in Oklahoma or coming back. No, I was at the museum, the OKC Memorial Museum last Saturday. So, or two Saturdays now, with us me recording on the first day of May here. So that was a great experience there to see, go and read about a lot of what took place on that fateful April 1995 day, as well, along as, you know, looking around and watching videos and just really getting caught up on more information about what happened. I mean, man, the things that, the material that comes out of there, whew, tell you, some powerful stuff. And I definitely, if you come into the Midwest, to Oklahoma, well, this podcast is not from Oklahoma, but you go down to Oklahoma, visit Oklahoma, yeah, definitely recommend it for sure, because a lot of people say that you need to go down there, and I'm now one of those say, you guys gotta go down and check it out. But anyways, yeah, so the rest of this top 10 here, we'll just go through the number order here. Third, A.J. Allmendinger, Colleague Racing, comes up a little bit short. Colleague Racing, known for a speedway prowess there as well. AJ, after the fact, saying, you know, Talladega says, scares the bejesus out of him. Well, Talladega scares everybody comes to that place as well. So he just survived that. Huge Fiji Allmendinger. Meanwhile, Ryan C came in fourth place there. Lennon Castle finishing the top five there. He finished fifth there. Anthony Alfredo, who started out pretty good this year, kind of got quiet a little bit here as we go into May. Alfredo did finish sixth 2 weeks ago in Talladega. Riley Herbst, this guy's turning around. I mean, from a laughing stop from a year ago. And then really, he's carrying that second half consistency to, so far, a blazing start for Herbst. No, he hasn't won no race. It's not talking about that. But every time you read down the top results list, where do you find Ryan Herbst? Right there in the top 10. That's where you're going to find him, right there again. Great job by this guy. I know we gave him jokes on his podcast. I didn't give him jokes, but hearing other podcasts give jokes as well. He was living stock, and he's proving something right now. And you had Joe Graff Jr. finished in the eighth spot there in his Buckle Up Energy Drink Ford. Nicely done there. Body 07. Xfinity car right there. Myatt Steiner came home for Jordan Anderson Racing, finishing ninth in the TaxSlayer Chevrolet. And last but not least in the top 10 concern, Brett Moffitt for Our Motorsports wraps out the top 10 there with a top 10 finish. And this is going to be a good transition to what I watched yesterday. Josh Berry finished outside the top 10. He finished in the 11th position.
You're listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3.
The 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast. After a stuttering start, now we're rolling now on this kind of a change of edition of the podcast. Eddie Gritter, third here with you guys on the first day of May here. Usually I record my episodes, try to record them on Friday or Friday, at least Friday night or Saturday morning there. I'm just getting to this now on this Sunday morning here here in Manhattan, Kansas. Turns out to be a nice morning for it. Like, go ahead and let's look out a little bit of the podcast here, talking mostly about Xfinity on this edition episode. Now, it is 290 of the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, and we can kind of begin to count down to episode 300 of this podcast. Can't believe it. We're coming up on this already. I feel like we just celebrated a milestone last year. You know, we celebrated 250 of this podcast last year, and we're already coming up on 300 episodes. That's crazy. After this one. That's crazy to me that we're almost already coming on. And again, I haven't been on the Apple Podcast Spotify theme for that long. So, yes, there are older episodes of the 3 Wide Podcast if you missed out on last week's edition, because I put out two episodes last week. Jaden Renna That was a good episode there. I wish I had more time with him. I'm pretty sure we'll get him back again. He was a joy to listen to, so definitely check that out along with the recap there of Bristol Dirt last week. So definitely check that out. Those are episodes 288 and 289. To be exact, and today is 290 of the Purple. Oh, gosh, dang it. The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. We're going to keep it moving because, yeah, I got other things going on this morning. Got to keep it moving. Josh Berry already talked about a little bit in that little segment one there. Finished outside the top 10. Indega, welp, a strong fourth quarter yesterday at Dover did get him the win. And remember, I believe he finished either second or third in last year's Dover race there as well, but he got it done. Josh Berry obviously overtook a very strong DBC car in Justin Allgaier, DBC Door Bumper Clear, another podcast, a more popular podcast than this one. But Justin Allgaier, very fast. These Junior Motorsports cars have been on rails since the start of the season, and they're fast again. I believe all of them finished in the top 10, which they did. We'll get to that momentarily. Josh Berry, another win for Josh Berry there as well. His third career Xfinity Series victory there. The A-game, 200 there as well. Guys go to the rear of the field, which included Myatt Steiner at 31, Cardio 2 of Brett Moffitt, the 39 of Ryan Sieg, and others. And we got to give our shout-out to my boy in this race. And I'll get to him on another reason at the back end of this podcast. Shout-out to EG3 alum, two-time. He's been on here a couple of times now. Raja Carruth made the start at Dover yesterday. Unfortunately, he had ran into trouble there with a tire issue there, which turned out to be something worse than that, suspension, which really ruined his day there. He was hanging around the top 25. He at least 22nd. He started, 15th? Yeah, he started 15th yesterday. Great qualifying run, but I guess Tommy Joe Martins, you got some work to do, dog. You got some work to do there on that race set, on when it comes to race setup there, because you got a talent right there. And Roger Cruz, there's no question about that for sure. We've had him on his podcast. If you haven't listened to him yet, for those of you new to this racing podcast, I mentioned Dorber McClear, which is a more up the chain, better podcast. But we got this one as well with a different view from a fan perspective. Me, Eddie Greer III, EG3, the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. So definitely check those episodes out. Those are on the old archives right now. He's a two-time, been on here twice, and might end up getting him on here again down the road this summer here on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. So definitely leaning on him, getting him a little update from Raja on his track to up the ranks there. A lot more of him on the end of this podcast. But anyways, Berry, third career Xfinity Series win, and Noah Gregson winning the Dash for Cash. They're celebrating along with Josh Berry yesterday. So Junior Motorsports sweeps that aspect of it. There, Berry wins the race, and then Noah Gregson there after a couple of fierce battles throughout the day, including with Ty Gibbs, wins the Dash for Cash series there. 10th, Ryan Sieg. Hey, he started in the back of the field and finished in a 10th spot. Quietly starting to get in some rhythm here. And he did not score stage points there yesterday as well. So Ryan Sieg getting it done yesterday. Robbie Herbst continues his consistency there. He finished 9th yesterday in the race, the A-game 200. Next, Sheldon Creed for RCR with an 8th place finish there. He and Riley Herbst, these next guys, with the exception of the 5th place driver, all scored stage points. So this is kind of telling me here for today's Cup race that I think today's cup race is going to be a lot more different than what we saw in the Xfinity Series race yesterday. Obviously, because you hear the complaints of this new car, the 2022 car, being hard to pass on these tracks. Well, I believe what Kyle Larson said yesterday is going to be true. You're going to be true unless you have a really fast car that whips through traffic in the middle of the field. You're going to have trouble getting up there. So, hey, and we could see some wicked wrecks today based on what I saw in qualifying yesterday. With guys getting loose on into turn three, they're trying to save it and whatnot. And got guys spinning out in practice yesterday. Reddick, Kurt Harrison, Burton, William Byron, two-time winner this year, having to go to backup. I figure he's going to be one of those guys. If not, maybe one of the few guys that cuts through the field. Those Hendrick Motorsports cars are something else, like they always are every week. So I think William Byron's going to be okay. I think he's going to cut through. And I should have proposed a bet here because this is going to go out a couple hours before the race, no later, but the usual hour. Every Sunday on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3 Eddie Greer here, the third, wrapping up some Xfinity series here. Getting back on that train, we stopped at Sheldon Creed there. Brandon Jones finished seventh. He had a strong 19 car yesterday. AJ Allmendinger finished sixth there for colleague again there in his 16 Chevrolet there. Your top five, the only one that did not score stage points here in both stages besides Ryan C. And Daniel Hemric, who finished outside the top 10, and Austin Hill, Sam Mayer, who started on the front row for this race, and boy, he was super fast there. If he didn't even fall behind, thanks to his pit crew there, mistake with the left rear of the car, could have been up there contending for a possible 1-2-3-4 finish, which, oh, by the way, Hendrick Motorsports completed that last year. If not for Ty Gibbs won the party, we could have been easily looking at that again in the Xfinity series for Junior Motorsports. Those cars were just fast right now. Noah Gregson, who won the Dasher Cash event yesterday, fourth. Ty Gibbs, speaking of him, bounced back. He's finishing the third spot, and then we already touched on the DBC door bumper clear car, which I love that scheme there, which is the actual podcast cover of door bumper clear with them boys, Brett, TJ, and Freddie. There, Justin Allgaier finished second, and Josh Berry, your winner there. What was going to go to? Oh, there we go. I'm doing a little bit of a multitask here for a second. Josh Berry, your winner. Josh Berry did lead for 55 laps of this race, and Justin Allgaier led the most laps two times for 67 laps here. We're going to take a look at the standings here real quick for the Xfinity Series. Oh, and you're looking for some Truck Series action. You're not going to get it because they have not been action for the last couple weeks. More on them in just a second. There, Allmendinger leads Ty Gibbs by a race in the regular season point standings right now. And he's actually tied. Talking about Ty Gibbs and Noah Gregson. Josh Berry, a distant fourth. And Brandon Jones now tied for fifth with Justin Allgaier there with the same amount of points there as well. Ty Gibbs does lead the playoff points right now. And that's followed by Noah Gregson in a tie for third with AJ Allmendinger, and now race winner of 22. That I'm talking about Josh Berry there as well. The next time the Camry World Truck Series on the track here will be next week, next Friday night at Darlington Raceway. And then we will be there 2 weeks from now at Kansas Speedway for the primetime truck race there as well. I'm looking forward to that as well. I'm pumped up for that. Being back in KC for that race, for that entire weekend, for that matter, there. Darlington, next week, though. First, though, the Camry World Truck Series after a couple of weeks off. Last time they were on the track, Ben Rhodes completed the domination at Bristol Dirt as well. So definitely want to make sure you guys are staying locked in to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast for more on that right there.
You're listening listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Boom, we got it. The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. We're back on. Eddie Gruderther here on this change-up edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. This is episode 290 of the Pro Project. Oh, I said it again. So I will not go clean with this one. The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, 290 of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Let's say it again. Say it with me. Episode 290 of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. All about the latest, what's going on between trucks, Xfinity, Cup, the three biggest divisions in all of NASCAR. We'll get to the starting lineup and my 3Wide favorite 3Wide moment here to end this special edition of the podcast. Again, next week we will focus more on Cup here, and we'll go back and talk about Ross Chastain and what he did to get his second victory of 2022 next week, along with the recap, whatever happens with this race right here coming up for the NASCAR Cup Series later on this afternoon, which is the Duramax Dri-Dean 400 on FS1 at 2 Central Time. That's going to be 3 Eastern time there on the East Coast, somewhere around there. But yes, going in here, for first, I'm going to start before I get to that here. Update guys on the points here. Chase Elliott is your leader in the regular season standings right now going into today's Red Cup race. Ryan Blaney not too far behind him. 21 points back. William Byron, a two-time winner already. He's going to start from the rear. Already said that. He is 34 out. Kyle Busch and Alex Bowman round out the top five there. Kyle Busch only 3 points up on Alex Bowman in the fifth position there. When you go to the playoff points there, William Byron leads that 13 plus 13. Mm-hmm. And then next... Ross Chastain, my apologies there, Ross Chastain, 11, so you got two drivers there, and who would have thought Ross Chastain, who would have predicted Ross Chastain would have double-digit wins this year ahead of some guys? Not me, and I'm sure some of y'all listeners of the 3Wide Podcast out there, let's see, why did this come up? See, I get out of there. I'm just gonna have to roll with that for right now. Anyways, yes, my apologies. Yeah, but Ross Chastain for a second. Ross Chastain, yeah, two wins already ahead of some guys, some big names. The series leader, Chase Elliott, don't got no wins yet. Blaney, I'm trying to think, does he have one this year? I don't think he has. Nope. Let's see, Truex next on that list. Truex don't got no wins yet. Logano don't got no wins yet. Harvick, he don't have no wins. He still don't have no wins yet. Chris Rebell, Tyler Reddick should have at least one. Tyler Reddick still don't have a win. Tyler Reddick, slow start to his weekend yesterday, spinning out there as well. Let's see, Kurt Busch. And you know that win's going to be coming there somewhere, that one win. But Kurt Busch, you don't have the wins right now, this recording, this podcast, episode 290. See, Bubba, still don't have no race win yet. Cole Custer, way down in the points, down here as I'm looking at it. Wait, that's playoff points. My bad. But anyways, Keselowski don't have no wins yet either. So, and speaking of Keselowski, his driver getting it done yesterday in qualifying there, which is a great transition to that. Before I do that, this is the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. I've said my other podcast too much on this edition of the podcast today, which means I've been doing a lot of K-State work. So, but my apologies for getting my racing podcast twisted up. But This is the 3Wide NFL Podcast with EG3 here. Kind of want a little bit of a curveball. Not going to talk about the Ross Chastain win right now. We're going to save that along with what took place today for next week's podcast. Since we went through Xfinity, since we got ourselves caught up a little bit with a little bit of Xfinity series talk today, we'll get ourselves definitely a lot of chatter of Cup on next week's podcast. But anyways, yeah, I was going to say it had something up here. Yeah, Denny Hamlin, the big story here coming into this race weekend, having to do some Cincinnati training again. What a kind of a disappointing year for Denny Hamlin, if I want to say. Yes, he got that win at Richmond, coming from behind, being off sequence with Byron and Truex there a month ago, in the range of that. But he posted something and related to Kyle Larson, or tweeted something to Kyle Larson, which was not very good. Let's just put it that way. And Denny Hamlin has to complete sensitivity training. He has to have started this training. Otherwise, NASCAR wouldn't let him race this weekend. Or today, I should say, as I'm recording this, on May 1st, 2022. Yeah, so Denny Hamlin, yeah, this is not, outside of that hometown victory a few weeks back, yeah, this has not been good for Denny Hamlin here, but he is going to start into the top five. So we'll see what happens, what he does here. And Denny Hamlin, this Dover, what we're talking about, this has really not been one of his good racetracks here. Kyle Larson, going back in his last three starts, a few starts here at Dover anyways, leads all drivers with a second place finish. Three top fives, well, all of them have been top fives for that matter, and a win in between there. Could have won, well, he or Chase Elliott could have won last year, but instead, Alex Bowman won that race yesterday, or last year, I should say that. I remember I said 1, 2, 3, 4, Henry Sweep. Yeah, that's a rarity in these things, and I would not put it past them. They could do that again today, because if William Byron doesn't overstep his boundaries there, coming out of the pit road there with his laps, practice laps there, he's up there somewhere. So I suspect William Byron's going to be there. Where do you see his play out and all that? I don't think it's going to take William Byron long to get himself in the top 10. Let's just call it what it is. I am going to put something down here. Not money-wise, but if I did, I'll put it down. William Byron and Dover. Yes, Dover's going to be hard to pass. Always hard to pass. And with these cars, another test today, it could be even harder to pass. But I think that 24, that backup's going to have a speed. I think he's going to be there. Let's see. Oh, man, I'm going to go out on a limb and say by lap 55, William Byron's going to be in the top 10. Mark it down. It's on tape. They got me on tape. 55, William Byron's going to be in the top 10. Mark it down. So, but if he's not, then I don't lose anything. So there you go. That's a bold prediction on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, kind of continuing on some of these numbers here. Martin Truex Jr., last several starts here, he has a win, four top fives there, a win, yes. He finished, bad last year at this race, not expected. Uncharacteristic, an average of fifth place. Alex Bowman, average finish of sixth. Same exact numbers as Truex with a win in four top fives. Cole Custer, average finish in his three starts, 10th, along with Denny Hamlin, average finish of 11th there. And you can go on and on down here, down this list here, but I'm not going to do that. So we're going to do the starting lineups right now here on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Starting shotgun from the field. This is the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Josh Balicki for Spire Motorsports starting shotgun from the field. Harrison Burton will start 35th. Todd Gillen, 34th. William Byron, 33rd. I'm telling you, called a shot on this podcast there. By lap 55, I think William Byron's going to be there, be in the top 10 for sure. If what I think is true, that he's going to have a fast car, backup car by that means anyways. BJ McCloyd, 32nd. I think this team got in trouble after Talladega. Yep, they got in trouble on Talladega. I read something on this team. So this team can't get out of trouble. Save their own butts. It seems like Ty Dillon had a great car last weekend before things went south late for Petty GMS. He's going to start 31st. Cole Custer, 30th. Michael McDowell will start 29th. There, Cody Ware will start 28th. Eric Almirola will start 27th. Tyler Reddick, mentioned his kind of his downfalls already. 26th for Reddick. And I thought he would start up more up there than that, but from looks of his race car, he might have a long day. Eric Jones in position. He was in position to win Talladega and comes up empty-handed. He and Reddick share something, these near misses there. Today, he's got his work cut out for him this afternoon. He's going to start 25th. Austin Dillon, 24th. Chase Briscoe rolls off 23rd. Joey Logano matching his car number. He will start 22nd. And he's going to have to start behind Corey LaJoy. Or beside him, for that matter. Corey LaJoy, 24th start. Place start there. In Spire Motorsports, Brad Keselowski and Chris Buescher, the pole sitter. Credit Brad, his boss, Brad, for the pole there. Brad Keselowski actually came out of the trip pretty good, but he's going to start 20th in this race this afternoon. AJ Allmendinger, 19th. Martin Truex Jr. will start 18th. Christopher Bell starts 17th. Kurt Busch, I thought Kurt Busch would be in the top 10 there based on practice, but he struggled in qualifying. But he's going to roll off 16th this afternoon. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. for JTG Doherty, start 15th. Justin Haley, great start position for him. Can he put a good full race together? He starts 14th for Carl colleague Ryan Preece. Damn! Ryan Preece in the Rick Ware Racing car in a limited schedule this year. He will start 13th. Yes, start 13th in this race this afternoon for the Drydene Duramax Drydene 400. Austin Cindric. Cindric could be strong here today. He starts 12th. Cindric gets around here pretty good. He got around here good in the Xfinity Series for a few years there. And he's going to be looking to make some change here today. He starts 12th. Oh, Kevin Harvick. Got my eyes on this four car today. He starts 11th, just outside the top 10. Your top 10 stars, Joe Gibbs Racing, Kyle Busch, Bubba Wallace with a good, strong qualifying effort there for 23-11 will roll off ninth this afternoon. Daniel Suarez and Ross Chastain, 8th and 7th, starting spots respectively. Trackhouse Racing is on something right now, that's for sure. And I said this already earlier this year on this podcast, and I'll say it again. Who would have thought it? Trackhouse Racing, being in position. They're already going into playoffs later on this fall, and they're trying to get Daniel Suarez in that mix as well. Last year's winner, Alex Bowman, will start 6th. Ryan Blaney will start 5th for Team Penske. Chase Elliott will start 4th in this race this afternoon. Kyle Larson rolls off 3rd. Denny Hamlin, front row. Denny Hamlin will start 2nd. Kind of intrigued to see what he does from there today. And your pole sitter for this race, Roush Fenway Keselowski Racing's Chris Buescher. On pole. First career pole for him in the NASCAR Cup Series ever. Congratulations to Chris Buescher. And we'll see if that carries over. We'll see what carries over. I mean, they have RFK. Got a little bit of speed there. So we'll see what happens. And Keselowski is decent at Dover. So we'll find out. We'll see what happens there. I'm interested. So this is going to be something because I think, I think Kyle Larson's right. I think he's right. I think it's going to be hard to pass if you don't have a fast enough car. It's going to be difficult, especially starting back there. If you don't start in the top dozen, I think it's going to be a long day. So we'll see. But I didn't make the excessive for William Byron. So that's on tape. Here on 290, the podcast. All right, folks. Some final moment here before I sign off here on the podcast. Yes, I'm keeping it less than an hour. So I apologize for that. But gotta get rolling here. I will be back in time for the start of this race this afternoon on FS1. For those of you who aren't able to catch the race, or at the track, which one of my friends is, you can catch it on Amp Arena as well. Of course, she lives close to the track up there as well. So looking forward to seeing some pictures up there this afternoon as well. Yeah, so there's that as well. So my three wide moment for this race today on this episode of the podcast, going back to my dude, Rasha Karuth. And his day could have been ended much sooner than, unfortunately, what happened on left 58. But say he could have easily spun out and backed into the turn one wall. Instead, he dirt tracked it pretty much. Rasha Karuth was trying to get underneath. I don't know who was trying to pass at that. I can't remember who was trying to pass at that time. But he was underneath somebody and he got loose and... yeah, we're going to roll with that on this edition of the podcast. He dirt tracked that thing. Saved it from spinning out. And it could have been much, much worse than that. So that is not a three-wide. That is a three-wide move of the week here in the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Rasha Karuth, EG3 alum on the podcast. Two-time on this podcast. Saved it. But unfortunately, he has a suspicion issue there. Not too long ago from there. So that's unfortunate there. But, of course, he finished Richmond, I think, either 23rd or 24th in his very first Xfinity start. So, excuse me, this is not the last time we're going to see him, that's for sure. But definitely, I'm calling you out, Tommy Joe Martin's on this podcast, calling you out. Hey, get your race set up right. Get your race set up right for this dude. This dude can wheel it, man. He's on a mission, that's for sure. And being and getting to know him and his background and just his demeanor, talking about Rasha, this dude means business, and he's got something to prove, so that's for sure. And so does Jaden Renna, has something to prove as well. You have not checked out episode 289 of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, please do that as well. First timer on this podcast. I'm sure we'll have him on again. If I had more time when I recorded this, we would have definitely gone more than an hour for sure. So definitely check that out wherever you get your podcast as well. I'm not going to make any other predictions besides being hard to pass and William Byron getting himself into the top 10 before a certain lap as well. So, yeah. So the next time you hear me, we will recap this race alone. We'll kind of go back and tell a tape of what happened at Talladega. This will be a cup focus edition on the next episode of 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, if not a special guest occurs between now and then. But for right now, let's bring this thing back in the garage. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 today. Again, you're not subscribed to this podcast, this other podcast out here, racing podcast, please do that. Hit the subscribe button and tell a friend who loves racing about this podcast. Add this podcast to your encyclopedia of podcasts. That is going to wrap things up on this edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Eddie Greeter III signing out. Enjoy the race, cup race this afternoon. Who will bring home the checker flag this afternoon? Will it be another Hendrick sweep, or will somebody else come up and steal the spotlight?
listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going three wide.